Milwaukee's longtime county sheriff says he plans to join the Trump administration. Sheriff David Clark announced Wednesday that he would take a job next month as an assistant secretary with the Department of Homeland Security. He would reportedly serve as a liaison with local law enforcement agencies. Supervisor Peggy West says she shook her head when she heard the news about the outspoken and divisive sheriff.
I was obviously disappointed that the federal government would be interested in employing someone like Sheriff David Clark. I'm sure that there are better candidates for that position.
What do you think Sheriff Clark has meant for Milwaukee County?
Well, I know that he's meant dollars in court cases for us. He's cost us money in regards to ICE detainers. His, you know, insistence that we're going to hold people for immigration and naturalization services, although the books prove that they're not paying us, you know, the money that it costs even to hold these individuals. The fact that he has an ethics report that shows that he made $250,000 traveling all around the United States when he's got people dying in his jail. That's a hard thing, I think, for the federal government to overlook. I'm not entirely sure why they feel like he's a good candidate, other than, you know, him sharing their views on undocumented individuals in our country.
After the sheriff submits his letter of resignation, the governor can appoint someone to serve on an interim basis until Milwaukee County holds an election for a new sheriff next year. What would you like to see in the person the governor would appoint to serve Milwaukee in that capacity?
I would love to see someone who embraces a model of community policing. I would love to see someone who embraces working together and interagency cooperation. I would love to see someone who has a corrections background, someone who believes in rehabilitation for our inmates. Jail is supposed to be punitive, but I think also it should be rehabilitative. I would like to see someone who just has some compassion for his fellow man. Someone who, when he finds out that, you know, an inmate is alleging that her child was stillborn because of some type of error within the county jail, would at least say, you know, I'm very sorry for her loss. However, this, and that, instead of having his public statement be that she's a liar. I think this speaks to the Trump administration's willingness to promote people who have been good soldiers versus the people who are actually qualified to do the positions and who also doesn't have such questionable things going on in their current position.